the people in the early 90s that were saying, you know what, you got to get online and everything else, they met huge resistance at that time. And I think that if you're looking to get online now, or if you are online now, it's very easy to say, you know, I've got a nice website and it's, you know, bring me in a couple grand a month or $20,000 a month or whatever. It doesn't matter what it is, right? Mm-hmm. And it's easy to forget the danger. And the danger is you're going to be, you know, a Cro-Magnon man or something, right? Because you're going to be the dodo, or you're going to be extinct, because it's quite possible in 2 years that there's no such thing as a website. And I think that's probably, you know, exaggerating a little bit, but the fact of the matter is that there's 100 million iPods out there.
You're going to have 356 articles sitting in that blog pulling traffic from search results. So, you know, it's a multi-pronged marketing tool when you get a successful blog going. You know, it's a traffic building tool, it's a credibility tool, it's a proof tool. You know, it's a great way to have a two-way conversation with your potential customers, and it can do so many amazing things, but you do have to understand and be aware of why it is you write.
And he specializes in helping dentists put little videos online, and they use a formula that I've been teaching people how to use, and I call it the 10x10x4 formula, and it's super easy to understand, and what's great about it is anyone can do it in a couple of minutes. And I'll give you the formula, and then I'll give you some more examples, some practical examples of how it's being used. Is that all right?
That's fantastic. Thanks, Mike.